the devastation of Iraq and its people, like that of Syria, Libya, and other Middle Eastern nations, each of which has a great history of its own, it was the inevitable effect of 9/11, which was orchestrated by the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad in order to create a pretext for the United States moving aggressively, militarily into the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that serve as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region, and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran. When the plans were first released to invade Iraq, it raised many questions because Iraq, according to the official narrative, had had nothing to do with 9/11. When challenge Secretary Rumsfeld explained that Afghanistan had virtually no significant targets to bomb, but that Iraq, with its many magnificent palaces and other structures, was a target-rich environment. We know that then Vice President Dick Cheney, the former chief executive officer of Halliburton, coveted Iraq's oil, and it became very clear that that was much of the motivation in launching a vicious, completely unwarranted attack upon that Middle Eastern nation with such a great history that even the religious right ought to have paused with concern, since the Tigris-Euphrates Valley is the location of the mythical Garden of Eden, where a human race is supposed to have originated with Adam and Eve. It's all totally shocking and dismaying that the United States has wreaked so much havoc in the Middle East at really the bequest of Israel, where Bibi Netanyahu and Ehud Barak appear to have been the masterminds behind 9/11. The world will never forget what the United States has done here, and it will remain a black stain on the history of this once great nation forever.